Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner and this week's thought is called Acres of Diamonds. Now this is a great story that Brian Tracy pointed me towards. The story was first told 100 years ago, but I think it's still as meaningful today as it ever was. So here goes. There was an old African farmer who'd done very well in life. One day he became very excited on hearing that a number of people had gone off in search of diamond mines, and on finding one they'd become fabulously rich. So he decided to crown his own life by going off in search of a diamond mine and becoming fabulously rich. Now he searched the huge African continent for 13 long years, but finally, broken, alone, sick and tired, he threw himself into the ocean and drowned. Meanwhile, back at his old farm, the new farmer one day was out watering a mule in a stream, and he found a rock which threw off light in a remarkable fashion. He took the rock to a friend who took him to an expert, and the expert identified it as a diamond of immeasurable value. The expert asked, "Where did you find this?" So the farmer took him to where he'd found it, and lo and behold, he found another, and then another, and then another. Soon he realized the whole farm was literally covered in acres of diamonds. The old farmer had gone off looking for diamonds somewhere else without ever looking under his own feet. The reason he didn't realize that there were diamonds literally under his feet is because diamonds don't look like diamonds in their rough form. Indeed, they just look like rough rock, burnt fragments and chapped remnants of coal. Indeed, for diamonds to become diamonds as we know it, they must be cut and shaped and polished. Now, isn't this so true of the way we all think? Not recognising our strengths because they're not yet polished. Looking to achieve successes by doing something completely different, whilst failing to look under our own feet for the building blocks for our future successes. In every aspect of our lives, in our jobs, our friendships, wealth building, careers and the relationships we have. So, enjoy looking for shaping and polishing your rough diamonds. Until next week, thanks for listening. This was David Gardner.